hours. How do we do this? We have a 36,000 square foot warehouse in good old St. Louis City where we stock truckloads of Bosch appliances. Lowest price, immediate delivery, period. Shop at appliance discounters and find out why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition.
New Quaker State Defy Motor Oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at QuakerState.com.
And get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
My doctor, he says I'm crazy. I said I want a second opinion. He said, okay, you're a bunghole too. So I kicked his ass.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
It's gotta be a good day. I know, you know why? Because there's nothing going on. There's really no agenda. There's not anything really shaking. So that means we got all the time in the world. I've told you many times, Thursday is our best. What was that noise?
Velcro.
Oh, do it again. I like that. I love the sound of Velcro. That's a great sound.
It is. It wasn't a sound effect either.
Thursday. Okay, thank
all right.
You. Thanks, Dan. Thursday is the day we have more time to take calls. So this is really your best day to have a platform and a podium. So I will just tell you now, I'll give the phone numbers, and if you jump in here before the Burke segment, it's all yours. If you do it later, it's all yours. Got a couple things to go over and a good joke, and other than that, free for all. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Tomorrow will be 36 years. Almost a king died, man.
Oh,
king of all levels, personally, yeah. 36 years tomorrow.
Hail to the king, baby.
Hail to the king, baby, I mean it now.
So does that mean you're not going to be on assignment tomorrow? You're going to be here to celebrate?
No, I am on assignment covering the anniversary of the death of Elvis Presley.
Oh,
the station
nice.
Has me working on that tomorrow.
I remember.
Are they sending you out of town?
I'm going to have to go on the jet? I'm going to have to go on Memphis, Tennessee, man.
Private jet?
PDS corporate jet, yeah. What were you going to say, Dan?
I said I remember exactly where I was and what happened.
And I do, too, because Elvis was very significant to me as a kid from Tennessee. I know right where I was. I was at an ad agency, and I was in the office, and my boss's wife was a huge Elvis fan, and the office manager, I was going down the hall, and she says, did you hear about Elvis? And I said, hear what? She said, he's dead.
Oh.
Yeah. And apparently the boss's wife had called hysterical and could hardly breathe. She was so upset, just crying, sobbing. So yes, I do know where
I was too.
See, now that surprises me because Elvis couldn't
really
mean much to you.
Yeah, I was where in the crib.
Oh, good one.
Oh man,
yeah. you actually remember standing in the crib,
pooping in my diaper.
How old were you?
What were you? Month and a half.
Were you?
No, that's impossible.
I'm 36.
It was 70.
I keep thinking you're 34.
Wow,
what the heck?
36.
Wow.
At a month and a half, you were walking.
Right, yes. I was a very
advanced
child.
That had to rock you back on your heels when you were
young. Oh, man.
And you hear Elvis died.
I was crying all day about it.
That's a lot for a little baby to have to deal with. At a year and a half, you shouldn't be exposed
sobbing,
to that stuff.
Wailing.
Oh, man. Even.
That's all we are.
Wailing doing. Even.
I was in my house in Florissant and calling my girlfriend, and her sister answered the phone. Her sister was older, and she was crying uncontrollably.
Yeah.
And I said, what is wrong? She goes, Elvis Presley is dead. He's dead. I'm like, what? So that's how I found out.
And we'll take calls if you want. And here this will be the subject. When you list people in show business, in the music business, who had that sort of fame and who got the kind of reaction that he got from people around the world, you'll come up with about three names and then you run out. Sinatra, Beatles, and Elvis. And anybody else you want to put in there, go ahead, but they don't come close. I don't care how big you think Justin Bieber is or any of that. Bieber, his following, his crowd, it's a demographically like a small chunk of young kids. These guys like Elvis Presley and the Beatles, it was everybody, all ages, old people, young people, around the world. It was huge. And since he's died, Elvis Presley has made $600 million.
He can't spend it.
And I went to Graceland last year for the first time ever.
Remember that time I interviewed him after he was supposed to be dead, but we found out he was still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And then I also talked to that guy that worked right next to him in the factory.
Yeah.
It's a powerful interview. Nobody else had that. I'm going to take a couple quick calls here. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Dustin, welcome and congratulations. You're our first caller.
All right. Thank you. I'm aiming to be in.
Well, we appreciate it. What's going on?
I just got two quick things. First of all, Frank, have you ever had a chance to watch The Walking Dead yet? I've called in the past.
I have not. I got pressure from listeners to do that and Breaking Bad. I made it through all of Breaking Bad. I'm in the last season. Next attempt will be the first season of Walking Dead. But I have to tell you, if in three episodes it doesn't get me, I'm done.
I think it
might. You'll like it. And the other quick question I had for you is, do you have an iPhone 5?
Yes.
Have you ever heard of a case for it called a Mophie? It's actually a case that charges your phone whenever it gets low. It has a battery backup.
My daughter has it on hers.
That's what I have, and it's pretty cool. It's
that sounds like a great idea.
And hers adds a little bulk, but it's oddly not that much. And she says she can tell. I mean, she says you got a lot more battery time because of that thing.
Basically, you can get all the way to zero in the battery inside the case will charge it all the way up to 100% again, which is pretty cool.
How long does it wait till it's all the way down, or does it constantly charge it?
No, you flip a button and it can charge it whenever you want.
And how long, if it's really low, let's sit down to 20%, how long would it take to charge it?
It's basically just like plugging it in. It turns on your little symbol.
A couple hours.
An hour or two.
Yeah.
Okay.
But basically, it's like basically you have 200% battery.
And what's it called again?
It's called a Mophie. It's a company called Mophie, and it makes it for the Droid or the iPhone. And I think it runs right around $100.
You know what? I may have to take a look at it. I know she has it, but I didn't really pay a lot of attention to it. I'll look at that. That sounds like a good. That's something that makes sense to me.
It's not a bad price either.
No.
For that, I guess.
No, I don't.
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you. We do too. Thank you, Dustin.
Thank you.
All right. Beatles, Presley, Sinatra. Go ahead. Try to give me another one.
What about Michael Jackson?
No. I was just thinking about that. And it's like, it wasn't really, I mean, yeah, the nuts out there.
It's not, and here's why it's not in the same category. Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, the Beatles, except for the fact that toward the end, Elvis kind of got a little crazy, they were looked upon as kind of regular people. The Beatles' hair was considered shaggy, but they weren't nuts. You know what I'm saying? Michael Jackson was a nut and a suspected pedophile. It's just a different... Yeah, he's not in their category at all.
With the staying power and everything that they had, too. Because Buddy Holly, when they all died, Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper, they were, like, huge back then. But then they died, so they didn't have that length.
Sinatra was older. It's not like it was a big shock when he died.
Exactly. He was 80 or something, or in his 80s. Here's the other thing. Last weekend, I should have brought this in. I read a list of all the, it was just facts and trivia about Presley and his level of success. And I had no idea the number of records that he still holds in the music industry in terms of albums sold. And one of them was the number of top 40 hits or songs he had in the top 10. It was unbelievable. And in some of the categories, nobody to this day has ever come close. We forget that. We forget how big this guy was. And actually, literally was big toward the end, 255 pounds when he died.
I enjoyed going to Graceland when we went last year.
It's interesting. And if nothing else, I'll guarantee you there are two things that jumped out at you. One, the house is not that big.
No,
it's a two-story house like any subdivision two-story house.
Yeah, it's not that big at all.
But because it's got columns and it sits back,
it
looks like a mansion. Most of the homes in subdivisions are, you know, pretty much, it was a, you know, you walk in, it's a living room, the dining room, the kitchen, you go upstairs in the bedrooms. It's not a big, massive house. And the other thing I'll bet jumped out, Dan, you can't talk to these people on the phone. I need to have a conversation with you. Just tell them to give them your name and or hang up. Need to be rude. The other thing I'll bet jumped out at you was his horrible taste
yes.
in furniture.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's the gaudiest, most ridiculously decorated house you've ever been
in. Each room, it's like totally different. It's like... It was hideous. It was.
Yeah, these reality shows where you look inside the house of Honey Boo Boo's parents or something. That's the taste this guy had. Just Southern truck driver taste. And, yeah. and that's what he liked. Leopard skin stuff and ugly velvety drapes and all that stuff.
The outside was really cool where they had like the little ranch or whatever where the horses were and stuff. And
yeah, but that's not really the house. That's it's a stable and fence and pasture and horses. Now we got a lot of calls coming. Let's get to Todd. Hello, Todd. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Frank. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You know, you guys are talking about, you know, all these musicians that died. You know what really moved me and a couple friends a while ago was when Randy Rhoads, the guitar player for Ozzy Osbourne, when he died. What a shock that was.
You know what, Todd? Sorry.
You all right?
Yeah. I was hoping he wouldn't even bring that one up because that one, that took the wind out of me. Yeah, when Randy Rhoads died.
I don't know if
Randy Rhoads.
That was one of those deaths you really didn't expect, but mm-hmm. what a great guy that guy would have turned out to be.
Here's the difference. Most of the world didn't know who that was.
Yeah, and a question for Dan.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're looking for a Rickenbacker?
Well, he's not looking for one. He just said that's his dream guitar.
I had one, too. I'm a bass player myself, and I like an idiot, I sold it.
You did?
Idiot.
Was it a black one?
It was a black one with a white tech guard, and I still do, follow the band Rush religiously.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Geddy Lee. That guy's incredible. Geddy Lee is an incredible bass player.
You know, you could have sold that guitar to Dan.
Probably.
I would have given it to you.
I guess you sold it a while
ago.
It's
easy to say now.
What?
Now he says that. Yeah.
Now I'm sick.
Todd, thank you for the call.
Hey, you guys have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
I think it just hit me. I think he was serious about the death of that guitar.
I couldn't tell.
I don't know if he was making a joke or if he put that in the same category with the death of Elvis or Sinatra or something. Rich, how's it going? Rich?
Pretty good, Frank. How are you doing?
I'm great. What's up?
Not much. I'm aiming the field.
That's good. That's something. That's a start.
Yeah, a quick question for you. I know you had Holly, the Saturday Night Radio Show, but the lesbian Holly.
Lesbian ex-convict Holly, yeah.
Yeah. I was just going to ask you, like, a quick description of her. I thought I ran into her somewhere, and I didn't really want to ask her, but
well, she's
crap out of me.
She's very boyish looking. She has what a lot of people, and when I was young, would describe as a tomboy. She has that sort of demeanor about her. She has she had sunglasses on here, but when she took them off, she had really pretty blue eyes. But she's very boyish. And I don't mean that in a negative way at all. I just mean she has, she's boyish. She's not effeminate, and she walks more like a boy than a girl. And other than that, I don't know. She's not heavy.
Ponytail. She had like brownish hair.
Yeah, not heavy. She's in good shape. I think you get in good shape in 5 years in prison, usually.
right.
But yeah, why do you think you ran into her?
Oh, well, this just gal, she was more on a thin side, though, and kind of short. So maybe that wasn't her.
Would you consider this Holly real thin? I didn't get
maybe,
the impression.
Maybe, yeah, and she was short.
It could have been her.
Did she have tattoos that you could tell? Or
I didn't notice any tattoos.
Yeah, we didn't see any.
Okay, well, I just happened to be in the animal hospital the other night with my basset hound, and I could have sworn just the sound of her voice. I'm like, you know, because I listen to your show every day, and it's like, man, it sounds just like her. And then she came out, and then another girl came out, and they had a cat that they were bringing into the animal hospital.
Yeah, well, that could very well have been her.
I don't know if she lives out in that O'Fallon area or anything, but
you should have just said, excuse me, by any chance, is your name Holly? Yeah.
I wanted to, but, you know, it was kind of one of those situations where it was like they were kind of a little distraught over their cat. And, you know, I didn't really want to bother her, but I was just curious because I swear that voice, I was telling my wife, I'm like, man, this is going to bug the crap out of me unless I find out.
Could have been her.
Was her or not.
All right. I appreciate the call. Thank you, Rich.
All right. Thanks, Zach.
All right. This is, I think, John. Hello, John.
Oh, guys.
How you doing?
What game? I'm doing fine. What game did I just step into here? You're trying to guess what?
I'm not guessing anything. There's no game.
Oh.
No, what we're doing, what we're saying is I can think of three acts, three either single people or groups that had the same kind of power and influence and control and got the same reaction from the world when it came to entertainment. Elvis, the Beatles, and Sinatra. You can't name anybody else that was in that league or that category where people are screaming and fainting and going crazy and out of their minds all over the world than those three. It's not the same with Michael Jackson. It's not. These three acts, because Elvis, tomorrow is the anniversary, 36th anniversary of his death, and I was just trying to say that I don't know of anybody in the entertainment industry that's had the power over people that Sinatra, Beatles, and Elvis had.
Back in the day or like current?
When they were hot, when they were, well, and you know what? Even after the fact, they're both still raking in the cash. Sinatra's estate, Beatles are still making money, Lennon, McCartney, and the songs they wrote, and Presley's made $600 million since he's been dead. They're still pulling it in.
Well, I thought it was the people who died, or ex that died.
Mm.
I thought that was the game you were playing.
Nah, but I'm glad you called anyway.
I was going to say Ricky Nelson.
Oh, you know what? We forget about Ricky Nelson because Ricky Nelson, again, wasn't at that level of stardom these others were. But that's a good one, and he died in a plane crash.
Right.
As many of these did. All right, thank you, John. I appreciate it. We go from one John to another. Let me think before I get John Londoff on here. Was there some? I'll save it for later. Let's bring John in. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank.
How you doing?
Good, I can barely hear you. What's going on?
I hear you just fine. Maybe you need to turn up your speaker because I'm guessing.
No, my speaker's turned up. I mean, you're kind of coming in and out. Or no.
No,
I know. I can hear you.
Everybody else we've talked to said they heard us just fine.
What?
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
I'll tell you, John, that's some funny stuff.
Right out of the box.
And I'm also going to guess there's somebody in your office.
No, Frank. I know you think you're always right, but wrong.
Let me tell you what's just happened here.
Nope.
You've got somebody in your office, but to make me look bad, you're suppressing what you were going to do, which is introduce the person just to make it look like I'm wrong.
Hey, everybody, come to my office.
Oh, now he's bringing people in.
Yeah, they were there already. They were already there.
No, there's no one in my office.
Okay. Yeah,
there's a
sure.
stack of checks that I'm getting ready to sign, you know.
Is one of them?
Hi, Frank. Hi, Gary.
Hi there.
I'm in the PM, and my name's Kitty.
Hi, Kitty. I know who you are.
Kitty.
How are you, Kitty?
Oh, my name's Patricia. I'm not much of a brown-nosed Kitty.
Wow. Patricia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Frank?
I'm great. Let's see how happy the people sound that work there.
Well, he said he's signing checks, so everybody's happy.
That's a good...
This is Diane and Carol, right? Hallelujah!
How about that?
I can't hear that. I can't hear enough of that. That's beautiful. All right, you're all free to...
And I can't top that one.
No, you can't. John, it's funny to me. It's always women in your audience, it seems to be.
I mean, this is the executive office. We're up in the... We're all the smart people hang out right here, right?
Well, I'm sure everybody else works for
deduction.
You.
Sally,
I'm sure, John, all the men who work for you who just heard that are not real happy that all the smart people are women.
Listen, this is where it all happens up here, so no one really complains because this is where payroll is created. Mm-hmm. So the men of Londoff Chevrolet, they don't care. They love these girls up here. I call them the ladies of Londoff Chevrolet.
Mm. Well, it's obvious that today is payday because they're all in a pretty good mood.
No, it's tomorrow. It's tomorrow.
Close enough.
That's close enough, but...
What do you pay, every week or 2 weeks?
We pay every week.
Read off the salary.
Okay, girls, or should we go every other week?
No,
listen, pick up the checks there and read to the audit. Read off the salaries and the names and how much people make there. Just start with the name and say how much the check is for 2 weeks' pay. Go ahead.
Hold on. Here's the first one I have right here. Franklin O.
Oh, that's a big
Lincoln.
One. That's the biggest check in the salary.
$5. That's what he gets this week, $5.
Yeah. We know better.
All right, I'll let them all go back to work. But there was nobody in my office when you first called.
Goodbye, ladies. Thank you. There go the ladies of Londoff.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Oh,
John, I got to hand it to you. You've loaded that place up with some hot, smart women. You're like Fox News. Good for you. The Fox News channel.
I'm going to tell you what, that was pretty funny. Yeah, who's you got someone in mind? No, I don't have anyone.
What's funny is that that you think I'm still believing nobody was in there. That's what's funny.
No one was in my office.
John, there's a pattern.
And if after all these years of this just phenomenal and still building a budding relationship, that you don't believe me.
John, there's a pattern. When you call and we can tell it's the speaker, every single time there's somebody in your office, and there's not somebody in the office, you're not on the speaker. We know the pattern. It's okay. I can
deal
with this.
I'm always on the speakerphone.
No.
Yes, I am.
No, no.
I'm on my cell phone if I'm on the lot or I'm in another part of the building. But let's just, you know, hey, listen.
Hey, listen. Is this weather helping your business? It has to.
Yeah, I tell you, this weather's, it's hard to believe.
This is Southern California.
This morning, walking in about 8 o'clock this morning, we have these beautiful benches, you know, out in front of the showroom floor entrance. And so many of our customers love to sit in there, and the waiting room is packed because you're talking about one of the number one service departments in the world. Remember, it's not always about a pretty face, Frank.
No.
Like yours. It's about great service, backing up that pretty face. So we have a great, but they're sitting outside. I'm like, you know, just talking to, the weather's unbelievable. And if you don't believe that weather has a lot to do with the emotions and the feelings. And
it has everything to do with it. If it's depressing and gray, people are in a bad mood and they're sluggish. And you get weather like this and people are just in a better mood.
Right. Last summer, I mean, 90 days of just.
Miserable heat.
People, you're not telling, people were on edge. Okay, economy wasn't that good a year ago this time. Much better now. Still room for major improvement. But, we're going to, Mimi just sent me a text. Sorry,
I heard that, yeah.
Yeah, I turned the buzzer on.
Now, I want to ask you a question. This is a personal question here because you're a guy. You're a nice looking guy. You've told me yourself you are.
Oh, right.
And listen to me.
I'm in the line a little bit here right now. You're on the air and you're calling me.
Listen to me.
One thing where we're out to dinner and you're staring at me, but right now you're calling me out in front of.
John, let me just finish the story. You probably get hit on or flirted with a lot, women coming on to you, and I don't because I'm very average looking, and I have to ask you if you think what happened to me the other night would constitute, could you call this being hit on? We're with another couple, and the woman says something to the effect of, do you mind if I call you Frank? And I don't know if that meant you're supposed to call me Mr. Pinion or whatever. I said, of course you call me Frank, she says. And she leaned over to me where my wife couldn't hear and the guy couldn't hear. And she says, what if I just called you handsome?
Whoa.
Now, I'm hoping that falls in the category of coming on to me and hitting on me because I don't get, and I said, well, if you do, you'll be the only woman that calls me that. And she says, I don't believe that. I think I had something going there.
Yeah, you had something going there.
Thank
you. What was the name of her seeing eye dog that she had with her?
Oh, see, you know what? You know what? See that? Nobody's laughing. Nobody is laughing at that.
Well, they're all laughing in the background.
The whole audience right now is thinking, I can't believe he did that to her. That's all they're
thinking. Well, they can't because, you know, I'm kidding because you're, you're a good looking guy.
See, you just did what you just did what you said I shouldn't do.
You guys summer down there.
Yeah. No, I'm going to tell you, that does not happen a lot to me. And women have to understand that she lit up my whole month when she did that.
I bet.
All you have to do is lie to a guy like me just every once in a while and act like you think we're good looking. Whew, it lights us up because we just don't hear it every day. You probably get it all the time. It wouldn't be a big deal.
I don't.
Well, you're wealthy and you have a car dealership.
Well, what is that? I am not. You know, at the end of my name is there's a junior, JR, right? junior status, junior income. Back, God rest his soul, Dad. Now that was Johnny Senior. You know, senior income, senior status. But Kitty Harrison just came back into the office because she has some. This is some breaking news, right, Kitty?
And now with breaking news from Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, we go live to Kitty Harrison. Kitty, what do you have for us?
I have a huge announcement to make, Frank, and I'm really excited about it.
All right.
We have a brand new truck, the 2014 Silverado, and we have renamed Saturday Silverado Saturday, and Johnny Longo Chevrolet is having a huge showcase party.
What are we having again?
The tailgate party. I'm going to be here all day barbecuing. We're going to have games and prizes and just all around fun. Bring the family, come up. We'll have prizes for kids and adults. I think we even have memberships to the zoo. We are due. We're giving away memberships to the zoo.
Wow.
The number one zoo in the world.
I didn't know you need a membership to the zoo.
Well, it certainly does come in handy when you're parking your car or taking your kids to the children's zoo or on the train.
Oh, so I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah, you get perks.
I didn't know that.
You're talking to a member of both of us, the families of our St. Louis Zoo, and forever.
Now that you're a grandpa, you need to be a member of the zoo because, you take a kid to the zoo, you pay $10, $12 to park. You pay, I don't know, that much for a train ride. You pay so much money for food. You get a discount when you're a member. Free train passes. It's worth it. So we're giving away some memberships to the zoo on Saturday.
Wow, that sounds like a big day. Kitty, how do you look today? You look hot like you normally do?
Oh, I'm working hard on it, but it gets tougher every day.
Nah,
I guess I can say, she's my sister-in-law and my wife's sister, but she does.
Yeah, I know. I've seen her.
As their mother used to say, God bless her soul, she goes, Zeus, that's not an ugly one in the lot, when she was talking about her own kids, of course, because they look like her. She was beautiful. And then the grandchildren. She's just not an ugly one in the lot, which they are a good kid.
There are families that genetically are just lucky. Everybody's good looking. There are families. Look at those Osmonds. They're not really good looking, but they all kind of look the same, the whole Osmond family.
Yeah, my family's like that.
Yeah, damn.
Big old white choppers.
Yeah, big old teeth. Well, Kitty, that sounds like a great time, Saturday.
Yeah. Everybody, AM and the PM, are all welcome. Bring up the family. Love up, have a bratwurst, and play a game and win a prize.
Okay.
Thanks, Kitty. Thanks for that breaking news.
Thank you, Kitty.
Give me that intro again for your breaking news.
Okay, hang on. When you laugh, it sounds like a duck call.
Yeah, it did.
It's like a duck call. Same thing. Same sound.
Yeah. That does sound like a duck call.
Well,
as a matter of fact, some of them just went flying over the dealership. Holy cow, that was impressive.
It's perfect weather to test drive a car and eat a good bratwurst and maybe...
A what?
Bratwurst. She said you had bratwurst Saturday.
Oh, I thought you mispronounced it.
No, bratwurst. How do you pronounce it?
No, bratwurst. I thought you said like buttwurst or something like that.
I would never say come to Landoff and eat a buttwurst.
You have some wax buildup there, John.
You do. You have wax buildup.
Maybe I'm going to tell you, there is no wax buildup here. We're going to talk about some AM and the PM. Great customers now of Landoff Chevrolet. Susan Licklider from Wentzville, Missouri.
Licklider? Susan Licklider? Is that her name?
Are you making fun of my customers?
No, I'm asking.
Are you making fun of one of your listeners? She's listening right now, too.
I'm clarifying. I'm making sure I understood her name correctly. Susan Licklider, is that it?
2013 Chevy Impala. Always wanted a red vehicle. She finally got her red vehicle, traded in a 2009 Chevy Cobalt. God love her.
Way
Thanks
to go,
very
Susan.
Much, Susan.
Susan
and
Licklider.
I love your last name.
Yeah, I do, too. I do.
All right. Ryan and Aaron Hayes. Didn't have to drive too far, but their AM and the PM, a brand-new Chevy 2013 Traverse.
Yeah.
Chevy Traverse.
Yeah.
Brian and Aaron.
Hey.
Laura and Billy Ward, all the way from Collinsville, Illinois, brand-new 2013 Chevy Cruze.
Yeah.
Thanks, Laura. Thanks, Billy.
You know why they came from Collinsville? Because there is no Chevy dealership on the Illinois. Oh, wait. Yes, there are more than one. I'm sorry. There are. And they still came to you.
They come because of you, Frank.
No.
And me.
Okay, they do.
You.
You're right.
And me.
You're right.
The two of us.
All right.
Was there a song like that?
Remember that time just before you came on the air here and you were almost about to go out of business? And then we...
No, I don't remember that.
And we saved the dealership?
Oh, I thought it was the other way around. You came to me and you said, listen, I've had a few people drop off lately. I need a big hitter. I need someone like you. I'm like, Frank, I'll help out all I can.
Can I tell you something? I never shared this with you before. It happened in your dad's office, and you weren't there. I'm going to tell you now. Your dad called me in and closed the door, and he said, can you save the dealership?
There's John laughing.
He said, I don't know if we're going to be able to make it. My son is ruining this place. He's not doing things right. Maybe you could come in and we could advertise with you and I'll turn it around. And look what happened.
Wow.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
happy to be part of it.
That's not funny.
I think it's hilarious.
I don't think it's funny at all.
Well, truth is not necessarily supposed to be funny.
I was about to make another breaking news, another big announcement, but no.
Don't do it.
No.
Don't do it. Punish me. Don't do it. Let's just invite people to come on out. Saturday's going to be a great day.
But don't, if you know, you don't have to wait till Saturday. We're here late tonight. We'll be here as late as you want us. 6 o'clock, the phones go off. That doesn't mean that you still can't come up at 5:50, even 5:55, and we'll stay here if you
want.
Let's
go with 5:50. I like the sound of 5:50. That's a good 5:50. It's got something. It's got a ring. Some, for some reason, there's something special about 5:50. I can't put my finger.
The big 5:50.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
He
actually thought I couldn't remember what it was. Give us a phone number.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 1-800. 24/7, 365 at Londoff.com. Londoff.com. And, of course, beautiful, beautiful Florissant, Missouri. 1375 Dunn Road is the actual address here.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you to our MoDOT crew. They're beginning to remove this growth that has been growing up this hill right off of Highway 270 up on top of Dunn Road that's been growing for about 6 or 7 years. And God bless my buddy Larry Welty and Bill Schnell. They finally got a crew out here. They just began, but we're going to get rid of the Londoff Forest pretty soon here.
Okay? All right. All right. Yeah, brace yourself for the onslaught of customers because they're on the way.
I'm going downstairs right now to greet them.
All right, John.
All right, see you, kids. Thanks,
see
ya. Frank.
You too. Bye-bye. That's a true story, by the way. Dad called me in and said, I don't think we make it 3 more months. And then, boom.
Wow.
Massive turnaround. True story.
That's awesome.
You know what I need to do here? Because we're going to get behind because he took too much time. I have to talk about my lunch today. I had a great lunch today with Tom Matheny. Matheny Heating. Boy, is he in a bad mood. This weather.
Oh.
Everybody else walking in to lunch. Yeah, and I actually heard people talking about, oh, man, can you believe? And then Tom, here comes Tom, you know, chin dragging the ground, head down.
What?
Depressed. Hi, Tom, what do you want? I said, you're not in a very good mood. No, I'm kind of kidding, but this is not the weather. If you're in the heating and cooling business, and he is, and so is, of course, his brother Rob, and the next generation of Matheny's, this is not what they, well, everybody else was miserable last summer. You know what they were doing? Woohoo! They love that heat. Now, that's okay. It's okay. It'll turn, and we're going to have this. This is only not even the end of August. I told you, I remember vividly the September day when I worked at another station. It was 105 degrees because we had an outdoor concert at that country music station. 105 in September. Don't wait for that. Get them out. Make sure that system is giving you 100% of everything it needs to give you so that when the crunch time comes, you're not panicking. Oh, how fast can you get out here? We don't have any heat. We don't have any cool. Just do it now. Check it out. Get on a planned service agreement with Matheny. And remember, too, it doesn't matter what brand. It doesn't matter what make, how big, how small, residential, commercial. If you're in St. Louis or St. Charles counties, we have your heating and cooling company. 71 years this year. What a terrific, terrific company this is. Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. Well, we just got a report. There was some debris on northbound 270 at Manchester in the center lane. We've got an accident at Frost and North Hanley up in North County. Southbound 270 is just getting volume going now between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Westbound 6440, you're slow between Hampton and McCausland. Looks like we're just a little off the pace between 270 and Mason, but heavy towards the Boone Bridge. And the usual slowdown on westbound 70 between the Blanchette Bridge. Between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by La Quinta Inns and Suites. Settle in on a comfy pillow top bed tonight at La Quinta. La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's kind of like a sports bar without all the wannabes. It's the Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6. Frank Opinion and the Large Morning Show on the Afternoon continues after this on the Big 550, streaming live at KTRS.com.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability, they're clean, and they're bigger. bigger, which makes them cleaner longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better, which means they're better porta-potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta-potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta-potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000, or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Hi, George Weber. Did you know Chevrolet has three models that get over 40 miles per gallon and 11 models that get over 30? Or that Chevrolet is the number one selling nameplate in St. Louis? It's just another example of a great American car built by a great American company. At Weber Chevrolet, we sell more Chevrolets than anyone in mid-America. Why? The best selection and the best deals. Like an 013 Cruze for just $14,900, an 013 Malibu for just $17,900, or an 013 Equinox for just $21,900. All prices are after dealer discount and contain only the factory rebates. Other dealers do anything possible to avoid selling cars for their advertised price. Our prices are real. There are no gimmicks. Everyone qualifies for the advertised price. If you qualify for any additional rebate or discount, you pay even less. We also have huge discounts on Silverado, Traverse, and Volt, available to everyone. It's only at Weber Chevrolet, Granite City, Columbia, Illinois, or Creve Coeur, or WeberChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-400-3757. That's 1-800-400-3757. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-5942. That's 1-800-400-5942. 1-800-400-5942. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Burdell Remodeling has been serving the Collinsville and surrounding Metro East areas with superior service and unparalleled value. And you don't have to take our word for it.
We want to recommend Ron Burdell.
They really know what they're doing.
We used Angie's List and we found him and we've had a great experience.
When you're ready to remodel, trust your home with Burdell Remodeling. Call us at 618-345-8840.
How do you celebrate your anniversary? We celebrate ours with a love for color. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains August 16th through the 19th. You can also win prizes and an in-home color consultation from HGTV's David Bromstead when you vote for your favorite color online. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 35% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you.
Let me see that screen, Peon. Let's see who's on here. See, we have a screen, and Peon hogs it so he can play video games during the show and look at pornography and look at porn. And I need to see
a multitask.
I know you are, because it also has phone numbers, names of who's on the phone, like this name right here, Virginia. Hello, Virginia. How are you?
Fine, Frank. And how are you?
I'm good, Virginia.
AM in the PM.
Thank you. I'm sorry?
You said Thursdays were boring. I'm just going to bring this one up for you.
Well, they're never really boring because the audience makes sure they're not, but it's the day where we have the most downtime, the most time to talk. What do you have?
I got to get it off my chest. I have a couple 92-year-old neighbors.
Wow.
Who absolutely do not use any type of gas in their home during the summer months.
What do you mean no type of gas?
There's no pilot light, there's no hot water heater, there's nothing until the furnace comes on.
Okay.
But because we have such a monopoly here with this gas company, they must pay $22 a month, bar nothing.
For the budget billing?
No.
I don't have natural gas at my house, so there's a minimum you pay even if you don't use any gas?
Whether you use it or not.
See, I didn't know
that. Wow.
And the only way to get away from that is to have it shut off and turn back on.
So they can charge you for a
reconnection
fee.
A reconnect fee, yeah.
Right. Wow. Right. Wow. Now, somebody has to get a hold of this and correct this some way, somehow.
Well, maybe you just started that ball rolling by this making this call.
Unless a competitor comes in town, though. What are you going to...
That's not going to happen. You got one gas company. And,
that's it, see? You're at their mercy.
Well, maybe now that you've called this to our attention, because I didn't know this, maybe somebody else will call. And if enough people call, maybe the gas company will go, oops, we better stop this. We're getting bad publicity.
Let's sick Elliot Davis on him.
Yeah, sick Elliot Davis or that Chris Nagus on him. That'll teach him.
I thought I'd sick Frank on him.
Well, you just did. I appreciate it, Virginia. Thanks for sticking up for your old neighbors. That's nice of you to do that. I told you. Remember,
boy, what are they? Well, I guess they take cold showers.
Remember when
I couldn't do that.
No, they have electric water heater.
No, she said they turn off the pilot light.
But I think she means in the furnace.
The furnace? I thought she said water heater also.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They must.
Well, how can you get by without hot water?
I don't know.
Well, you remember when I told you I found out my mother-in-law was paying a rental fee on her phone hanging on the kitchen wall for 20-something years?
Yeah.
She's paying $5 a month for a cheap plastic telephone hanging on the wall. Now, that's just wrong. AT&T should have called years ago and said, ma'am, you know that you're still paying on a phone you've paid for 10 times over. And either mark it as paid and stop charging rent, but unless you dig and find it yourself, these people, these companies, they want every dollar they can get. They're not going to fix that for you. First Community Credit Union is a place where you can go and do all the banking and get all the banking services you need. And in addition to that, you can get popcorn and popsicles. Two great forms of pop. One cold, one hot. One all year. Every day they're open, and one in the summer months. And yes, they expect it to be a little warmer than it is, but so what? Good popsicle is a good popsicle, and if you're a member, you walk in there anytime and get a popsicle through Labor Day and popcorn all year. And when the Cardinals are playing at home, the popcorn is red. And I don't remember, but I bet maybe St. Patrick's Day is green. I'll check on that. We've got a long way to go for that. But here's what I really want you to take away from this, and that is that you probably bank somewhere. Most people do. Ask yourself why. Why am I banking there? Just because I've been banking there for a long time, that's not a reason. That's not a reason. That alone should not entitle that bank to your business. They shouldn't be getting your business just because they've had it for a long time. They should deserve it. They should earn it. And I'm betting they don't. They will at First Community Credit Union. You will always feel that they appreciate your business. Check it out. First Community Credit Union. Oh, and since I'm on assignment tomorrow for the anniversary of Elvis's death, I'll be working on that. Don't forget about the yard sale. Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. It's a hoot. You're going to really enjoy it. And you'll hear Paul Warner's corny jokes, and you'll probably hear him chuckle as he tells them because he's the one that thinks they're funny. But it's very enjoyable, and he's a great host for that show, and it's made possible because of one sponsor, and the only sponsor, First Community Credit Union. FirstCommunity.com.
Time to get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Got an accident now on southbound 270 at Highway 44. Disabled vehicle blocking the left lane on eastbound 40 between Hanley and Big Bend. It's got traffic all backed up there. Westbound 6440 traffic is slowing down now from Hampton through McCausland. We also have heavier traffic now on eastbound 270 from midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. Westbound 70, the normal slowdown, 270 through the Blanchett Bridge. And you're a little heavy again out around 370 in Mid-Rivers Mall Drive. And this traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. Allstate Motorcycle Insurance comes with a genuine parts guarantee, so you'll know your bike will always be fixed with authentic parts. To learn more, call 888-ALLSTATE, visit allstate.com, or just talk to an Allstate agent today. Are you in good hands? From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou. Get every pass.
Franklin over the middle. Caught by Lucas at the 25 and the 20. Inside the 10. Breaks a tackle. To the house.
Every play.
Franklin moves left. Now moving back to his left side. Steps up. Throws in the end zone. Man wide open. Touchdown, Missouri.
Right here on the Big 550. KTRS.
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. I believe in this country, but it's hard to believe so many Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding families. Visit feedingamerica.org and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide seven meals for those struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It was a dismal day on Wall Street. Investors watched as the Dow plunged 225 points thanks to mixed